What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with NoOffseason.com. Welcome to another special episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show. I am excited to be at the Mint Collective and bring you this behind-the-scenes look at a great session at the Mint Collective that I attended by eBay. And it was all about how to optimize your eBay listings for success, but also how to use their awesome tools like Price Guide and Collection. So shout out to Lucy Cotillon at eBay and her team. Daniel Borelli did an amazing job presenting about the Price Guide and the Collection tools at eBay. And then they had another team. Gene Cook is the VP. But they had a couple other people that did a great job presenting on how to optimize the eBay listing. Jacob Hunter and Bryn Harrop did a great job. So I'm going to bring them in. You're going to hear actually from all of them. So let's get going here. First, we're going to start with Daniel Borelli, who's going to take you through using Price Guide and Collection. So Daniel, take it away.
The most accurate way to list your cards, if you're thinking of buying a card and you want to know if it's the right price, this tool is really going to help you. It's accurate up until yesterday, by the way. So this is sales that are verified, completed, and happened yesterday. So that's the first one. So let's say you did find this Paolo Banchero card, you bought it. If you've signed up for eBay Collection, that's the product I'm going to show you next, it will automatically show up in your collection. So how do you find eBay Collection? This is the second portion of my presentation today. In the My eBay menu here, you can also find it on the app, you'll see two things. You see a link for Collection and you see a link for eBay Vault. So if you're already a Vault customer, you can click on the Vault, go directly to see what's there. But I really encourage all of you right now, if you haven't already started a collection, click that, get enrolled. We will take your past purchases, we'll take your ongoing purchases from eBay and automatically put those into your collection. This is actually my personal collection. I started at eBay about 9 months ago, working on the collectibles digital products team. So I only have, how many cards do I have? 38. So I can fit them all in my bag. I don't have a million cards yet. But I want to show you first, these two baseball cards that I purchased in January show up in my collection. So we allow you to track and manage the value of your trading card collection very easily. I grew up in Canada, so Kelly Gruber and Joe Carter were some of my favorite baseball players showing up, growing up. You can click on here. So this is looking at the baseball category of cards. We automatically categorize them for you. And you can click on here, see some more information. And remember how we looked at Price Guide in the search results page? You can also see down here that we compared similar sales to what card is in your collection there as well. So Price Guide is very well integrated into Collection. So I'm gonna come back to the start, give you a quick demo of the homepage. This is the total value of my trading card collection. This is how the value of my collection has changed over time. If I had some cards in the vault, they would show up here. You can click there. But otherwise, I have a bunch of baseball cards, basketball cards. I'm more of a Pokemon collector. And you see the value of each of these categories shows up under the card. So what I want to show you, these 12 cards, I actually got these out of a set. So if you purchase cards on eBay today, they will automatically show up in your collection. You can track the value. We fill in all the information from the listing and we put it into your collection. You can also sort this list. I like to see it based on the highest gain. So you can see here, I had these cards at home. You're able to take a picture of them, add them manually to your collection, and you can do a whole bunch of things with them to monitor the value. This one here, I think this pack, I forget the cost of the pack, but I assumed each of these cards were worth 50 cents, and already this one, I've seen a $4.86 gain on it. So overall, this one pack of cards earned me $18. So this is a really super easy way to know exactly what cards you have and the value of them. If you're a flipper and you're buying cards often, you can even easily delete cards from your collection. We continue to improve this product, and we're gonna come up with some awesome ways on how you can better manage your cards But this is super simple. Add your cards. If you buy them on eBay, we'll put them in for you. We'll tell you exactly how much they're worth.
All right, so great job there by Daniel. Daniel's going to continue on. We are behind the scenes at Mint Collective. Everybody, thanks so much for sticking with us here.
Cards directly with a CSV or an Excel file. So if you're one of those people that likes the flexibility of tracking everything on an Excel spreadsheet, we make it really easy to download a template, put all the information in there, we'll put it into your collection, and then we'll go ask Price Guide what the value of all those cards is. So collectible card games for Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, and Magic the Gathering cards, you can actually just take a picture, we'll automatically identify that for you, and we'll put it into your collection as well. Sports trading cards are coming soon. It's a little more difficult than collectible card games, but those are coming soon. So next, when you're at home, when you go back, give it a try. Open up a collection today. Like I said, we pull in your past purchases. If you have an Excel sheet, you can upload as many as you want. Or you can simply click here, you can add manually, and click the category of the card that you have here and add it.
All right, so pretty cool features there from eBay Collection and Price Guide. Up next, we're going to go to Gene Cook, who is the VP of collectibles at eBay. And he is sitting down with a replacement to Brian Shaner, VP of sales and marketing at ComC. And they're talking about scaling for success in terms of selling on eBay. So Gene, take it away, man.
Everything's fine. Is this thing working?
Can you hear me?
Yes. My name is Gene Cook. I had the pleasure of getting to work at eBay. I'm hanging out with my new dear friend, Steph. I'm so sorry about that. From ComC. We're going to talk more about that in just a second. I am under no illusions that you all are here to hear me. You all are here to hear Steph open up a can of knowledge. And so I'm super excited about that and grateful for her making time to be with us today. So, welcome to the very first in a series of workshops during the course of the day about leveling up your eBay business. I'm grateful and excited for the content that you guys are going to get to experience later today, and I hope you will stick around. Like I said, my name is Gene Cook. I have the good fortune to be the VP of collectibles at eBay, which is basically a dream job for me, fired up about the space. And then every single day get to show up and help connect buyers with things that they love, and then get to work with talented, driven sellers in helping to partner with them and support them and hopefully help set them up for success. eBay is thrilled to be presenting sponsor at Mint Collective today, and I've just been blown away by the event so far and all the preparation that's gone into it, and so excited to see what we're going to see the rest of this weekend. We only have 15 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and dive in. Steph from ComC. Steph is the Director of Corporate Alliances and Marketing, which means selfishly that we get to work with her, and then she also spends a lot of time thinking about engaging with buyers. Can you just give us a little bit more of an intro about you personally? Can you tell us about ComC, your work, and what led ComC to work with eBay in the first place?
Yes, thank you, Gene. I'm really excited to be here. So ComC is an online business that we have. Our mission is to bring joy to collectors. That includes trading cards and comics, and really to create a great experience for both buyers and sellers. So we were founded in 2005 in the Seattle area and started out of the founder's garage and quickly grew to a number of different offices and warehouses. And we started selling on eBay in 2016. In 2019, I began working with ComC, and my focus was really to optimize the experience for customers and identify ways that we can create an improved experience for buyers and sellers. So that's really what drew us to eBay as well, is optimizing the customer experience and being able to do that while at the same time scaling and growing the business. And eBay being a trusted marketplace, that can provide a channel for market expansion and really connect buyers and sellers across the world. So it was a natural step in our growth, and that was what brought us to eBay. And we now have 9 million active daily listings in eBay and have sold over 4.7 million items on eBay. So So eBay really has helped us grow and scale our business. And our GMV on eBay currently is, well, over the last year, grew by 12%.
That is amazing, and largely a credit to your team and the passion that you bring to what you all are doing every single day. Our team obviously certainly has what we think of as a playbook in terms of helping sellers scale. And so some of that is sort of structured and baked, but so much of the key to that success is actually partnering with motivated sellers and learning and iterating together along the way. So can we go one level deeper and kind of make this real for just a second? Can you talk to us a little bit about the roadmap that you used and sort of learning and iterating and scaling your business and sort of what that journey has been like?
Yeah, definitely. So we were able to take advantage of eBay's integration tools. eBay offers some wonderful integration tools that enable us to connect and cross-list high volume of inventory seamlessly on eBay. And those eBay integrations are what made it possible for us to have 9 million active listings. And in addition, I think we were able to really ensure accuracy by having high quality images, clear descriptions, and that really has ensured that buyers know exactly what they're going to get. So we have an awesome team at eBay who we work with, Jeff and Solene. Love working with them, the awesome partners. And so they have also enabled us to increase our sales. And we have exclusive events that we have with eBay's quarterly. We have multiple events. Recently, we had a football Super Bowl event, and we have ongoing regular events that we have. In addition, eBay also provides a full suite of marketing and social support for us that really drives that additional traffic to the listings so that people can get the additional visibility in their items. So we also have support with sourcing inventory from multi-sellers as well. And we work closely with eBay to create increased visibility for those auction items. And that really provides more value to the consigners because we can reach a much larger audience and get that additional value for the sellers.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting to highlight. You all have done an incredible job of consigning, making it easy for people to bring inventory and to make sure that they're going to get the best price. One of the reasons, sincerely, at the risk of sounding like a Hallmark card, that I get so excited about what we do is that we win when sellers win. And it's very clear to both of us that we win together when we're delivering amazing customer and buyer and fan experiences. So I know that that is a particular passion of yours. Could you talk a little bit about some of the work that you all have done to improve your customer experience?
Yes, definitely. So what we ensure is that there's high quality images, expert authentication, and an accurate, that items are accurately represented, so with all the descriptions and everything. And there's opportunity. My recommendations to everyone looking to continue to grow is if you're really wanting to scale, you need to have the right tools. And that would include the high quality image scans, investing in a quality printer, and that will really ensure that you can streamline your shipping process. And by doing that, that will allow you the time to add additional value for your customers. So in addition, you could even personalize that shipping experience by including things such as thank you notes, coupons, and other product recommendations. So it's really more of a personalized experience for each of your customers. And I would also recommend that you spend time getting to know your customers. And you can do that by meeting and networking with your customers at events such as this event. And that will also assist you with continuing to drive that loyalty and have more eyes on your eBay store.
So I love that. That really resonates with me. There are a number of things that we could do to complicate scaling a business on eBay. But really, the single most important thing is to have a laser focus on the fundamentals. Getting photos right, getting that description right, is both going to make buyers more comfortable, frankly, buying and paying more for things. It's going to save you some customer support pressure as well. then freeing you up to do exactly that. I think eBay shines in terms of building community between human beings and finding scalable ways to create that personal connection. I think it's super smart. Okay, thank you for all of that. And so now I'm just gonna be selfish and curious for just a second. Can you tell me what is the favorite thing that you have that's in your personal collection?
So I've recently gotten into collecting, I have twin 9-year-old boys. And I've recently, it's become an activity for us, and we've got a serious EPAC addiction issue now. But we recently pulled a rare Metal Universe Platinum Portrait Venom, and one of my sons is absolutely obsessed with it. And then to add to that, we recently launched, we offer grading service as well, and it received a pristine 10. So that's huge, and I'm sitting on it, and we might put it towards college tuition, possibly.
Well, that makes me think of my son for just a second. He is an only child, and so it's possible that he's a little bit spoiled and has what I can best refer to sincerely as crates of Pokemon cards up in his room. And over the years, as he's needed to like, hey, Dad, can I borrow some money? Maybe. But he's either paid me or given me collateral of Pokemon cards, which, you know, of course, I've looked up on eBay. And so I'm in the process right now of kind of going through what's become my Pokemon collection, getting them graded, and we're all about to find out if I've been a very astute investor and business person or if my son's just kind of taking me to the cleaners. I'm personally excited to share experience with Pokemon with him. And the team will probably be horrified that I'm sharing with you that I dressed up in a Pikachu costume for National Pokemon Day a couple of weeks ago. Steph, this is amazing. Thank you so much for sincerely sharing some of the things that have helped you and ComC really thrive and succeed on the platform. I'll reinforce from my perspective that laser focus on delivering great customer experiences, especially focused on the fundamentals, and then just sort of, you know, having a bias to kind of test and learn, which you all have done just incredibly well. So,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all for taking the time. I bet Steph might be willing to answer some questions offline to speak for her.
Yes.
And this is just the beginning. This is the very first session in a series of workshops that are gonna be going on throughout the course of the day. Next up is great selling and listing optimization. So I hope you stick around for that.
All right, thanks, Gene. Appreciate you. Gene's certainly an energetic guy. Up now is Alex Dolfino and Susan Brog, and they do a nice job basically behind the scenes at Mint Collective, helping with what they're calling a mint listing on eBay, basically listing optimization. So I hope you guys find this useful.
Awesome. Thank you guys for joining us for a presentation on a mint listing. My name is Alex Dolcefino, here with Susan Brag.
Hello, thanks so much for joining us. So Alex and I are growth advisors, which means we work with sellers to promote growth, optimize inventory, and increase traffic and sales. Every day, Alex and I consult with sellers on how to improve the performance of their listings. So the eBay page does a really good job of walking you through the logistics and the steps for listing an item on the site. So today we'd like to share with you some methodologies, tips, and tricks that successful eBay sellers use.
So there are millions of listings that are being listed on eBay every single year. Buyers will use keyword searches to find the product that they're looking for. We will share with you today briefly what eBay is looking for in regards to getting the best match for your item and how to get the best search results when using the listing flow.
So eBay's search algorithm is called Best Match. The three pillars that encompass Best Match are relevance, value, and trust. So relevance. eBay needs to know and to show the right items to the right buyers. This is where accurate and complete listings come into play so that we can easily match those items to buyer searches. Buyers buy the best value items. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the cheapest item, but it's a combination of the quality of the item, the quality of the service being offered, and the quality of the pricing point.
Yeah, so today we're going to show you the important elements in regards to the listing flow. We're going to go through all the key steps to get the best search results for your listings. That's going to be going through provide quality images, create an optimized title, choose the correct category for your item, and provide complete item specifics.
So we're also going to talk about writing an informative description, pricing your item competitively, offering fast shipping and preferably free shipping, and providing stellar customer service.
So the first one is providing quality images. A picture is worth a thousand words, so one, you want to provide high resolution photos. These photos have to show any flaws, blemishes, damages that the buyer needs to be aware of when they're purchasing that product. Also, we want to make sure if you have the option to add a video, that's definitely another recommendation. And the main thing for these images is having a plain backdrop. You don't want anything distracting the buyer from what they're looking at, which is the product, right? Our next one is creating an optimized title. So like it says here at the top, you get 80 character limits, which is great for the eBay search algorithm. But those first 55 characters are key when we're talking about Google search results, which will drive those sales to eBay and make sure you get your sale. So the 55 characters are gonna be the most important searchable terms that you're looking for. And you're gonna make your title clear, concise, and professional. State exactly what the item is, and even if you need to put the category in there as well, make sure you do that. Here we have a few examples of optimized title structures broken down by certain categories. I think it's important that you guys build a structure that works for you depending on the category. And just a pro tip for us, if you're having trouble coming up with a title, first thing to do is search the title. Search the listing in the eBay site. Figure out what your competitors are doing. What's working for them when we're talking about search placement? It may be something you need to take for your own listings. And that could be the same thing you do with listings that you have that have been sitting for a while. If you're not getting the placement you need to when you're looking at your traffic report and the rest, look at what your competitors are doing. So choosing the correct category for your item. This is gonna be the key. If your item's been sitting for a while, that's exactly what happens when you choose the wrong category. So you wanna make sure that you choose the correct category to get the best placement. And this will also go into the next step when we talk about item specifics. The correct category is gonna help get you the item specifics that you need to get the best search results. So item specifics are gonna be the second key element besides the title. We're talking about eBay search and best match. It's gonna get you all the descriptive measures that we show here, where we have required and gonna be the recommended, as well as like it's highlighted here in yellow. These are gonna be the actual search results that your buyers are looking at. You wanna fill out as many search specifics that you can to get the most the best placement on your items. Definitely don't want to fill out the ones that are not applicable to you, but make sure you fill out every single one you can.
So an informative item description is next on our list. It's basically, it needs to be clear enough to tell your buyers what they need to know at a quick scan, yet detailed enough so that there can be no confusion around exactly what they're buying. Tell buyers about unique features and or why you're selling it. Be sure to include your item's key selling points. Start by describing your item. Include the relevant details about your item and be clear about what is going to be in that package when it arrives. Be factual. Clearly describe any flaws. Use full sentences with correct spelling and punctuation throughout. Use a single font and a single color. Organize your description into paragraphs or use bullets that group together similar information. now it's time to think about pricing your item. We saw earlier that eBay has that new pricing guidance. If you know what your item is worth or what price you'd like to fetch it for, this may be easy. But if you're unsure about pricing, eBay has a few tools to help. A great way to know what to price your item is to know what is sold in the recent past. So eBay has an advanced search function that allows you to see items that have sold on the platform within the last 90 days. You can compare those items to your own, which will give you a much better idea of what you're able to sell your item for and also ensure that you're competitively priced. So in addition to how much you charge, you also have the opportunity to choose what format you want to list. You can list your item in an auction format, allowing buyers to place bids for a 1, 3, 5, 7, or 10-day duration. Or you can choose a fixed price format, which stays live until you sell it or take it down. So auctions are best used when you're unsure of the value of your item, if you have a unique or hard to find item. Fixed price listings are best used when you have multiple quantities of the same item, you have variations of the same item, or you want it up for consideration for extended time. So although it seems a little counterintuitive to do so before you sell your item, you'll need to determine how you want to ship it and input this information into the creation of the listing. You'll be able to state your handling time in the listing, which is the number of days that you have to get the item to the carrier after having received payment. Faster handling times allow for faster delivery times to buyers. So keep in mind to give yourself enough time to get your item out, but also to allow it to get to the buyer quickly. eBay has 3 official shipping partners that offer discounted rates and free automatic tracking. You choose the carrier and the service that offers your buyers the greatest value and convenience. You choose from FedEx, UPS, and USPS. When listing your item, I recommend finding the envelope or box that you'll ship the item in. This allows you to accurately input weight and dimensions of the package, which allows eBay to display accurate total cost to buyers even before they purchase. You'll be able to print your shipping label on a regular printer right from your eBay account, which will automatically upload that tracking for both you and your buyer. If you don't have access to a printer, you can download a QR code to your phone, bring your package to the carrier, and they will scan that code and print a label for you. When shipping non-graded trading cards that weigh less than 3 ounces, you can use a special service and rate provided by USPS called the eBay Standard Envelope. And note, offering free shipping also helps boost your item in eBay search results. And lastly, provide stellar customer service. The type of customer service you provide your eBay buyers factors into how favorable your listings look in the search algorithm. It's important to reply to customer questions, respond to return requests or open cases in a really timely manner, and be professional in all of your communications with buyers. Ship your items out within your stated handle time, and lastly, package items carefully so they arrive to the buyer safely. Providing stellar customer service prompts eBay buyers to give you positive feedback and also come back to you to purchase again.
All right, so hopefully you found that helpful. Some of it you may already know, but I thought it'd be valuable to show you guys behind the scenes at the Mint Collective with eBay and their phenomenal workshops. Thank you so much for watching and listening to this special episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show behind the scenes at the Mint Collective. More to come soon. Everybody, thanks so much and have a great day.